about a rap pioneer who rocked the bells. Producing the rock and a young LL, plus Run DMC when they raise hell. He came from Long Island to NYU, and he started making records in his dorm room. Then he founded Def Jam with Jazzy J. Russell Simmons joined in and it made it pay. He gave the Beasties a license to ill, rhyming and stealing and selling 10 mil. The next move would change the whole industry, start a revolution, sign Public Enemy. He wasn't raised on a project block, he was just a young dude who loved hip-hop. And he paved the way I would learn to go, so now I can roll, cause Rick said so. Woo! And I say nobody ought to have a problem with that, cause all that really matters is sending the best squad. Those guys competed and they earned the job, so the only color relevant is the gold medal. Plus B-ball came straight from the ghetto. Wait, no, it didn't? It started in the gym? Up in Massachusetts with some young white men? The founding father was a Canadian, but no one cares when they're sitting in a stadium. Why? Cause it don't matter at all. If you weak, you weak. If you can ball, you can ball. So don't tell me I'm a hip-hop guest. I won't play along and be politically correct. I can handle my mic. I'm a 20-year vet, and I laugh at anyone who tried to put me in check. Who made you the gatekeeper, the keynote speaker, the hip-hop leader? Cultural leaders who's trying to get control and dictate to others what's bought and what's sold. I won't pay any heed to what you decree. This is an art form and art flows free. Nobody owns rhythm, nobody owns rhyme, and nobody's gonna tell me what I'm doing with mine. I fought for hip-hop's dignity, I taught to history, and I forgot more about rap than these cats will ever know. So I'ma get paid, cause Rick said so. Woo! We'll be right back.